There's a parliamentary inquiry underway into the quality of new homes in England. It's being run by the All-Party Parliamentary Group for Excellence in the Built Environment, and it'll report in the next few weeks. The inquiry is being held because of promises by the government to build 1 million new homes in England over the next 4 years. Fears are that the quality will decline. Some of the biggest names in house building have already seen their customer ratings slip. Our reporter Bob Walker's been looking into this. So Bob, there's an inquiry. Is it because there's a problem?
Well, yeah, there's a skills shortage in the building industry, partly because of the recession. Now, the house builders survey buyers and they compile star ratings, and 5 stars is the best. And 2 of the biggest builders, Persimmon and Bovis, they've seen their rating tumble to 3. Now, the industry says that even so, 86% of owners surveyed say they're satisfied with the overall quality of their home. Critics, though, do question the way that those surveys are done.
So what do the builders say then about complaints?
The industry says that among the complaints that come to them, only around 1% of complaints relate to serious issues, structural faults, for example, and that generally standards are very high. But if you look at the reports of all problems after people move in, and they call them snagging issues, snagging problems, and they could be anything, figures have stayed pretty constant, 93% of buyers calling the builders back to do something. I've been to an estate in Bedfordshire where a number of residents, they say they've had serious trouble.
The leak was the water supply to the toilet. So it had been a very, very gradual, slow leak, they think, since we moved in 14 months ago. And that obviously then leaked into the plaster and caused all the plaster to go completely mouldy. The whole of that wall had to come down, and the toilet and the sink were on the floor.
Helen Bonner is showing me around her home on a new estate in Bedfordshire. It was meant to be her dream home.
The worst has probably been the flood just before Christmas. Waking up at 7:15 in the morning, finding 2 inches of water over the whole of the ground floor. All of your furniture, everything that is on the ground has to go in the bin. In the upstairs bathroom, the connector had come apart and pumped mains water down the wall. And they had to move us out for 2 weeks. We had to go and live in a hotel in Luton for 2 weeks. The waste pipe from my toilet hadn't been connected, and therefore I had had raw sewage leaking out into my house for months.
Helen's neighbour, Janet, also bought a Bovis-built home. She's had problems with an ill-fitting window and says she moved into a house that clearly wasn't ready.
Wet paint, no cupboards in the kitchen finished properly, dust everywhere, it hadn't been cleaned. All the workmen had been through on my carpets. I had read the brochure, and it's full of, this is your dream home, your forever home. Now, this is my retirement home. I've spent all my retirement money, and I'm just devastated. I have been ill since I've been here. I'm under the doctor for stress.
It's the second time that Helen has bought a new build home. She's had problems on both occasions.
Total nightmare. I wouldn't buy a new build home again. And anyone that I know that has ever mentioned the fact that they are contemplating buying a new build home, I have said, just don't do it. Your life is worth more.
The Home Builders Federation and the National House Building Council operate a rating system for developers. New owners have 12 weeks to complete a wide-ranging survey, but the key question asks if you'd recommend your builder to a friend. A 90% approval rating warrants 5 stars. 70-80% gets 3. When Helen and Janet bought their homes, Bovis was rated at 5 stars, but in the 2015 survey, it had slipped to 3. Construction work continues here. Bovis says delivering excellent customer service is their absolute priority, and they've been in regular contact with customers on the estate to resolve their snagging items under their guarantee. They apologise if customers believe they haven't received the high quality of finish and aftercare on which staff pride themselves, and will continue to work to complete any remaining items. The company said it was reinforcing its teams in a drive to regain a 5-star rating. Philip Waller is a retired construction manager who campaigns for improved standards through his website Brand New Homes. He's unimpressed with the industry's star rating system.
Only 56% of the surveys sent out were returned for the survey last year. Yet of those, 29% were not used for the star rating. So you have to ask the question as to why. This survey is sent out after 8 weeks, when people are still in the euphoria of owning a new home, and they might not have noticed all the defects, and certainly the house builders can play along with service issues and things for 8 weeks. It's the long-term problems they've had, and when the builders lose interest, that will be a truer reflection of the quality and service that the builders give new home buyers.
He says the NHBC should publish the results of its survey taken after 9 months. The all-party group was told a study by the Royal Institute of British Architects suggested almost a third of buyers were dissatisfied with the quality and design of their new home 2 years after moving in.
In my opinion, it's not impossible to build a perfect home. The only tangible thing you need is time. Time to inspect it, time to do defective work again and put defective work right. Unfortunately, time is something this industry doesn't have, or doesn't want to have.
Though the number of people saying they are very satisfied with the quality of their homes has fallen slightly, the industry argues the vast majority of customers are happy, and that 92% would be prepared to buy a new home again. Steve Turner is from the HBF.
We ask the same questions each year to all new home buyers to allow us to monitor how we are progressing. And most certainly it does not suggest that a third of people are unhappy. In fact, it suggests that overwhelmingly people are happy with new build homes. That is, of course, whilst recognising that the industry can always improve, and when you're building tens of thousands of anything, especially something as complex as a home that in effect is being built in a field in all weathers by numerous people, that mistakes are going to be made. It's how we reduce the number of mistakes and number of issues, and how we deal with customers who have had issues.
He says the industry will carefully consider any recommendation for a new ombudsman, but says buyers already have several levels of protection.
The mortgage company require a warranty and require the home to be built to a certain standard that is monitored by a warranty provider. You have a 2-year guarantee from the builder whereby anything that the homeowner picks up that doesn't meet expectations or standards or build standards, the builder has to repair. You've got the warranty providers who provide a resolution service for disputes in that area. You've then got an 8-year warranty after the 2-year cover expires for any serious structural or serious issues with the home. You've also got recourse to the Consumer Code, which gives a further independent adjudication over issues that may arise.
So we are at the BRE Innovation Park, and this is where developers and construction firms can build and test houses.
The Buildings Research Establishment is a global leader in construction research and testing, and it's currently developing a home quality mark, which it hopes will reassure buyers on a range of issues, including energy efficiency, maintenance costs, and environmental footprint. The BRE is also considering how the mark can be used to assess workmanship issues. Gwyn Roberts is its spokesman on new homes and communities.
The Home Quality Mark is a brand new scheme. It's only been operational this year, really. It's not going to be a quick process. Designing, building and constructing new homes takes around 2 years, and if we get it right, then it could be really helpful to the consumer.
Industry insiders and critics alike agree that a loss of skilled workers during the recession is responsible for some of the quality issues. Former construction manager Philip Waller advises people to avoid buying in the middle or the end of the year, when he says firms rush to meet targets. He says it's time to establish an ombudsman for new homes.
The very fact that an ombudsman for new homes existed would mean the builders would have to raise their game. They would have to look at the consumers' problems rather than just dismiss them, knowing that the end result is it would go to an ombudsman and they would adjudicate and they'd have no say in it, there'd be no right of appeal, and it would be their interest to either build better quality houses or certainly make the customers happy so they don't need to go to an ombudsman.
Philip Waller, a former construction manager, ending that report by Bob Walker. It's 26 minutes past 12 now. The post office has told us about a big increase in sales of euros, sales up by more than 40%.